Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Here's a different way to think about all of this staying at home during the coronavirus pandemic. Maybe someday in the future, our offspring will be at the Missouri History Museum and they'll say, hey, this is a really interesting exhibit of how people got through the 2020 coronavirus pandemic. Joining us right now is Angie Dietz, and Angie is with the Missouri Historical Society. She is the Director of Digital Initiatives. How can people participate in this, Angie?
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me. Yeah, so we have a new initiative called Stories of the Pandemic, a St. Louis COVID-19 digital archive. So we are asking for folks to hop online at mohistory.org. We have an online resources page, and we would love to hear how St. Louisans, you know, whether you're on sort of the front lines working in a hospital or in a medical facility, or if you're just, you know, a mom trying to kind of figure out how to homeschool her kids, right, for maybe the first time, we would love to hear any and all reflections of how you're dealing with this very interesting and unique moment in history.
Are you looking for photos or videos or essays? What would you like?
All of the above, right? So we'd love a story because I think that's sort of the heart of this project. We'd love to hear about these experiences, you know, firsthand. And if you have a photograph or a video that you'd like to share that helps you tell that story, we would invite you to share that as well.
It's interesting some of the ways people are occupying themselves. Just looking on social media of people recreating famous paintings and people doing lip sync videos. I mean, are you looking for the serious or also the silly?
Also the silly, absolutely. The amount of resilience people have to sort of endure really abrupt changes to their schedules and lives is quite amazing. So we've seen some, you know, beautiful photos coming in of kids creating interesting artwork, the chalk artwork on their neighborhood block, that, you know, trying to bring messages of hope and, again, resilience to their neighborhoods.
Are you prepared for being inundated with stuff? And how do you go through all of the submissions?
That's right. So what we're doing right now is we're calling this a digital archive, a little bit more of an informal kind of community submitted archive. And so we're going to share this in the near term on social media and on our website. And when we get back to the office, when we get back as a group together with our curators and our other staff, we'll take a look at this material and we'll sort of sort through it and think about how we might bring it into our more permanent collection. And if people aren't ready to contribute just yet, we ask that they, you know, if you're keeping a diary, if you're taking photographs, if you have signs of businesses that have closed and are trying to still communicate with their customers, hold on to all that material, because later on down the road, that might be a great conversation to have about whether that ends up in our collection.
Well, it's certainly something for you to get together with the family and maybe talk about how you could possibly be part of Stories of the Pandemic, a St. Louis COVID-19 digital archive being put together by the folks at the Missouri History Museum. Angie Dietz is our guest, and tell us one more time how people can submit those materials.
Sure. So we have an online form. If you go to mohistory.org, look for our online resources page, and from there you'll find a link to Stories of the Pandemic.
All right, Angie, thanks for joining us on the TDK Technologies Newsmakers Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.